This is not working, so this has to work better. Shruti Smriti Purananam Alayam Karunalayam Namami Bhagavat Padam Shankaram Loka Shankaram Shankaram Shankaracharyam Keshavam Badarayanam Sutra Bhashyakrita Vande Bhagavantah Punah Punah Ishvaro Guru Ratmeti Murti Bheda Vibhagine Vyomavat Vyapta Dehaya Dakshinamurtaye Namaham Sadashiva Samarambham Shankaracharya Madhyamam Asmadacharya Paryantam Vande Guru Paramparam Om Brahmanandam Paramasukhadam Kevalam Jnanamurtim Dvandvatitam Gaganasadrisham Tattvamasyadilakshyam Ekam nityam vimalam achalam sarvadhi sakshibhutam bhavatitam trigunarahitam satgurum tam namami satgurum tam namami. Hari Om, Namaskar to everyone. How many Vedas are there? One. One Vedas divided into four volumes. No. How many Mahavakyas are there? How many is many? There are many Mahavakyas. Where are these Mahavakyas found? In the Upanishads? In the Puranas, not in the Upanishads. Puranas and Upanishads. These Mahavakyas are not just in the Upanishads, just in the Puranas. They are in all our scriptures. And there are many and many of them. Now, why are they called Mahavakyas? And before I go there, actually I should talk a little bit about Panchadashi. Panchadashi, Pancha, five, Dashi, 10. Panchadashi, 15. So 15 chapters, beautiful, unbelievably beautiful chapters, written by Swami Vidyaranya. He was Shankaracharya at one point. And His compositions are unbelievable. His lineage is unbelievable. His brothers, his siblings, all great, great souls. And he was responsible for setting up a kingdom. Not an ordinary guy. This book doesn't have, but if you see other chapters of the Panchadashi, chapter 1, Tattva Vivek and others, a life sketch of Vidyaranya Swami is also given. So I think it's worth reading that. Upar baith sakte aap. Why don't you come in the front anyway? I like people close to me. Come, come. Please come. So, he's a very great person. And what you like about him is, he's very straight. He's not politically correct. Sometimes he makes statements which are like so direct that it hits you. But the clarity of thought that you get after reading Panchadashi is amazing. He will take a chapter 7, my favorite chapter of, it's called Trupti Deep. He has taken one shloka. Atmanam ched vijaneyat ayam asmeti purusha kim icchan kasya kamaya shariram anu sanjvare. This one chapter. And he's written more than 250 shlokas. On what? This shloka. Can you imagine? Everything. Ayam. The word ayam is analyzed. 50 shlokas. Purusha. 50 shlokas. 50, 100 shlokas. So, perfect analysis. So, when you study the scriptures, you don't only learn, of course, the meaning and the knowledge that is given, but you learn how to think. And according to me, that is a very, very important ability. If I had my way, I'd make this a compulsory subject in every school and college all over the world. What? How to think. That's what we do whole day. Morning to night, birth to death. And no one teaches us this most vital thing which we should learn of how to think. So studying of the scriptures, these are the side benefits of that. Besides getting the knowledge, it teaches us what? How to think very systematically, in a very, this way. How to analyze something, how to come to conclusions, how to understand. So, Vidyaranya Swami is great. And this Panchadashi is one of his best creations. And we are going to study straight the 5th chapter of the Panchadashi. Why? Because I have 2 days and this has 8 verses. Simple. Now, this talks of the Mahavakyas. The 15 chapters are divided like that. The first 5 chapters are called Viveka. All the chapters are Tattva Vivek, this Vivek, that Vivek. So it ends with Mahavakya Vivek. Then chapter 6 onwards, the Deepa. So Trupti Deep, Natak Deep, this Deep, 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 Deep. And then the last chapters are all Ananda chapters. So all it will be Vishayanande, Brahmanandam, this Ananda, this Anandam, that Ananda, Yogananda, this Ananda, etc. So that is how it goes. And we all know it's Sat Chit Ananda. So you have this Sat, Deepa, Prakash, Chit. So somewhat roughly translated like that. Now, this Mahavakya Vivek. So we talked about what is Mahavakya. Mahavakyas are not long sentences. Big sentence is not long or anything. They are what? Great sentences. Now, these vakyas, mahavakyas, they show the identity or oneness between the jivatma and paramatma. These any vakya which shows this identity is called a mahavakya. This is a definition of a mahavakya. So that is why these type of identities shown in so many texts, besides the Upanishads, besides the Puranas and all, in the Bhagavad Gita also, there are enough of this mahavakyas. One I will just give as a sample. Otherwise you will say, kahan hai? Ek to dikhao. Okay. Aham atma guda keshah sarvabhuta shayasthitah. I am that atma which is in all the hearts. What is that? Bhagavan is saying that Paramatma is the self of all. So identity of what? Jivatma and the Paramatma. So like that, there are many, many places where these sentences are given. But there are not that many that every second sentence is a Mahavakya. There are few. Because they have to be built up, you know, this. And why are they Mahavakyas and why are they, even though they seem so this, very difficult to understand, accept and realize. If they were so common, they are not common vakyas, okay? They are what vakyas? Mahavakyas. They are not popular vakyas. They are what? Mahavakyas. Because many times, and it, first of all, accepting is very difficult. The first obstacle in this whole is what? Accepting. Then what? Understanding is difficult. Then accepting what is understood is difficult. And realization almost not impossible, we can say, because there are people who have realized this. But accepting itself gives, I mean, understanding gives you a kick. Acceptance gives you a wow. And realization blows your mind off. Simple. But they are amazing. These sentences are truly, truly amazing. And this is the ultimate knowledge given in not our scriptures. This is ultimate knowledge. Full stop. Ultimate knowledge possible. Ultimate knowledge in existence. And it shall ever remain the ultimate knowledge. Now, see what happens in this world. Now you have some knowledge. And after some time that knowledge becomes what? Obsolete. Some higher knowledge comes. Some new technology comes. Something comes. Everything becomes obsolete, right? Or you say, this is great. But there is still something greater that comes, right? And something higher, something, oh, you, wow, I never thought and all. But this knowledge was the greatest, is the greatest, and shall remain the greatest. You'll say, Swamiji, what? You're being fanatic just because it comes from your scriptures and our Indian scriptures. See, there is one statement, which is not statement, the truth remains the truth whether we believe in it or not. If the truth was subject to our beliefs, then that is no truth at all. Do you agree with me? Mm-hmm. Then what type of a truth is that? Because if it's subject to our belief and our belief and disbelief is so this. Today there is belief, tomorrow there will be no belief. We have no this about it. So truth cannot change because of our beliefs and according to our beliefs. Right? It remains what it is. Right? The whole world doesn't believe, still the truth will not change. The whole world believes, still the truth will not change. It will remain what it is because that's what it's called truth. Okay? So this, when you understand what it is, you will understand, oh my God, this is the truth. And if no one had realized it, na, it would have been a problem. So it would have been just intellectually understood that this is the truth. The fact is that in this world there have been enough people who have realized it. So it is authenticated truth. Okay? If no one would have ever realized and authenticated it, we would have only said some rishi sometime in the past said this is the truth and it is God and all, and no one after that has ever what? Authenticated it. No. Everyone who realizes the truth authenticates that truth. Okay, yes, aisa hi hota hai. Yes, it is like that. Interesting? Okay, fine. Now, Mahavakya. See, these vakyas, these statements, when you just hear them, na, you don't think anything much about them if you have no background. That's why Mahavakya Vivek is not done just like that. Because the statement seems so small, so ridiculous, so by the by, that you never understand that it is the ultimate knowledge. That thing, it never... So if you study properly and then you come to the Mahavakya, then it seems, ah, oh, my God. Till that time it seems like, ah, even if you read the whole Upanishad without knowing, and you read, ah, Tattvamasi, Shweta Ketu, okay, very good, wonderful. And you go on. But when you study the scriptures and then you come to this and then, ah, you start thinking that this is really something. Now, all of you have a little background of Vedanta. Because I can't start laying down foundation for it, right? There's no time. So, I have to straight, what? Dive into it, okay? Everyone ready? You have your books, right? Okay, verse number one, there you go. The page six, okay?
येने क्षते श्रुणोति इदम् जिघ्रति व्याकरोति च स्वाद्वस्वादु विजानाति तत्प्रज्ञानमुदीरितम्.
लेट्स रीड द सेकंड टाइम टुगेदर. येने क्षते शृणोतीदं जिघ्रति व्याकरोति च स्वाद्वस्वादु विजानाति तत्प्रज्ञानमुदीरितम्. द फर्स्ट सेंटेंस दैट इज बीइंग एनालाइज इज कॉल्ड प्रज्ञानम ब्रह्म. नाउ दिस इज फाउंड इन द ऋग वेद ऑफ द ऐतरीय उपनिषद. ऐतरीय उपनिषद ऋग्वेद दिस इज फाउंड. The sentence is prajnanam brahma. Okay, now, four of all these Mahavakyas are called really Mahavakyas, meaning that Mahavakyas are understood commonly as the Mahavakyas. Now, why four? Because each of this is taken from one of the Vedas. So, these Vedas, so what does it show? That all the four Vedas are giving the same knowledge. Otherwise, we would think this Veda is talking differently. No. From each Veda's one sentence is taken so that you know that the Vedas have the same ultimate goal of telling you about the identity of the Jiva and the Ishvara. So that is why it's given four. So now the first one is Prajnanam Brahma, which is, there is no first and second about it, huh? Now, here it is being given Prajnanam Brahma. That is why we are saying Prajnanam Brahma. Now, which are the other three? Aham Brahmasmi, Tattvamasi, Ayam Atma Brahma. And this is Prajnanam Brahma. Okay, now, here it is given the explanation of first the word Prajnanam. Okay. What is Prajnanam? So it is said, Yena Ikshate Shrunoti Idam Jigrati Vyakaroti Cha. Svadu, asvadu vijanati, that by which ikshate, one sees, shrunoti, hears, idam. This entire, this world, jigrati, smells, vyakaroti, speaks. Svadu, asvadu vijanati, tastes. What taste what? Svadu and asvadu, means good taste and bad taste. Vijanati, that by which you understand all of that, that prajnanam udiritam is called prajnanam. Okay, now first is what? What is the meaning of the word prajnanam? My famous watch. Do you see? Yes. How do you see it? With your eyes. Right? Do the eyes see? No, see. I asked you, do you see You said yes. How do you see? Through the eyes, with your eyes, right? So when you use the word with, what does it mean? What case is it? Instrumental case. That's what it's called also in our... Isn't it? No? You call it the instrument. No? I think schools, they teach you like that. With. Huh? Oh, achacha. Okay, Raghu teaches like that. Yeah. The teacher teaches you like that. So with. With means what? By. By, with. Meaning it's an instrument. It shows that it's an instrument through which. Right? So I asked you, do you see? You said yes. So you say, I see. Didn't you say I see? Yes, I see. Then how do you see? With your eyes, through your eyes. Isn't it true? So what do the eyes become? An instrument. Agreed. But who is seeing? I am seeing. The eyes are what? Do the eyes see? That's why I asked you this question. Do the eyes see? Huh? If the eyes were seeing, na problem only. If eyes by themselves saw, then it is really problem. Supposing you take out your eyes and put it here, what will happen? Then it will start seeing everything. Isn't it true? So eyes cannot by themselves see anything, right? Nice. Some people, you know, they sleep with their eyes open. And if eyes could see, now supposing, yeah, even a blind person has eyes, right? But does it have a sight? It doesn't have a sight. So the eyes don't see. It's because of the sight in the eyes that you see. Right or wrong? So does the sight in the eye see? See, the eyes by themselves don't see. That agreed, everyone knows. Now, the eyes have sight. Because a blind person's eye also has, a blind person also has a, what? Eye. But they don't have the sight in the eye. Is it okay? So, is it the sight in the eye that sees? The next question. Eyes don't see, agreed, everyone. Does the sight in the eye see? No. Because if the sight in the eye see, when you are sleeping, and your eyes, some of them sleep with their eyes open, then the sight in the eye should see. Yes or no? But then that person doesn't see. Because if there was, yes, he's not visually challenged, he's got eyes and they're open also. And yet, what happens? Doesn't see. So therefore, you can't say that the sight in the eyes see. Now, because many times when the senses are talked about, no, the eyes and the ears and all, we think the eye means this eye. When we talk about the senses, it is the sight in the eye which is called the senses. Is it okay? The ability to hear is called the sense organs of what? Hearing. It is not the ear as such. The ear is called the golaka, the outer instrument. That is not the one that has anything. This outer instrument is in the gross body. But the senses are part of the subtle body. Have you, in your Tattva Bodha, you have studied that? Isn't it? The eyes are a part of the gross body. But the ability to see is part of the subtle body. Got it? Because you can't see the ability to see. Anything which is seen is part of the gross body. You understand? Gross body is something which is experienced through our senses, right? The Tattva Bodha. So all the gross body, all this is what part of the gross body, the nose. But the ability to smell, you cannot perceive it through your eyes, ears, nose, anything. So that is why it's part of the subtle body. So the gross body also does not perceive. The subtle body also does not perceive. It is through the gross body and the subtle body that I perceive. Is it okay? So that eye which perceives through these is called prajnanam. Okay, consciousness. Now this word consciousness is a big time problem. I prefer always to use the word chaitanya or chitta or something. Because we understand consciousness as being conscious and unconscious. Normal understanding of the word consciousness is what? What? Unconscious, conscious, all these type of things. But here the word consciousness is a completely different meaning. But what to do? This is English language. So you have to live with the limitations of the language and understand it through the limitations. So that is why we will have to use such words. Okay? But now, how do you understand? Let's do the second verse and then let's take both of them together. Then it will be easy.
Chaturmukhendra Deveshu.
Manushyashvagavadishu.
Chaitanyamekam Brahmataha.
Chaitanyamekam Brahmataha.
Prajnanam Brahmamayapi. Together. Chaturmukhendra Deveshu. Manushyashvagavadishu. Chaitanyamekam Brahmataha. Prajnanam Brahmamayapi.
Chaturmukha, Indra and Deveshu. Chaturmukha means who was Chaturmukha, who has four heads? Brahmaji, Mr. Brahmaji. Then Indra. Indra, king of gods. Deveshu, what other devatas? All the other devatas, the 33 devatas, you know, main devatas. Of course, the small little fellows also. That is how many of them? 33 crores. From all the 33 crores, 33 are main guys. You know, so 33 and 33 crore devatas. Then Manushya, all of us. Ashva, horse. Gava, cows. Adi, etc. All of them. Adishu. Now, it said, Chaitanyam Ekam. What is that? That prajnanam which was talked of in the previous verse, that prajnanam is also called Chaitanya. And that Chaitanya, Ekam. How many are there?
One.
Prajnanam, Chaitanya. Brahma Ata Prajna. Chaitanya Ekam. That is one. And therefore, Brahma Ata Prajnanam Brahma. Then that consciousness is therefore called what? Brahma. And that Brahma, Mai Api, is also in me. Okay, one. You have a, what is it called? Mic. And you have all these lights and fans and the heaters and computers and everything, right? Now they are all working because of what? Electricity. I wonder sometimes what will happen to the whole world if electricity goes. All that technological advance and computers and all that, what a crash there will be. They better find out something by which, what? Everything will function without electricity. Because can you imagine that? How dependent you and I are on electricity? Sanjay? No. It's working. Yes. How do you know it's working? Is working. Of course, Swamiji is working. We wouldn't be able to see anyone if this was not working. Right? Nowadays, even your watches, everything is this. Battery operated. Battery means what? Finally, it's all electrical energy. Now, cars also. Tesla. Okay. You want to go electric cars and all that. So, everything is up. Now, is the electricity different in all? The expressions of electricity are different in all? Yes? Yeah? Do you ever see electricity? Can you see electricity? See? Can you directly experience electricity? If you want to directly experience electricity, what will you have to do? Take out that instrument and see it. Have you understood this point? When I am here touching, I will not be able to feel electricity. Even if I touch here also, I will not be able to feel electricity. I'll have to cut this and, I'll get it. So, the instrument will only give us the manifestation of electricity. Aya, the instrument will not give me a direct contact with electricity at any time, under any circumstances. Only when I remove the instrument, I will experience what? Electricity. Now, if it's very difficult to even imagine that in that small little battery, the electricity is the same as in a, let's say, a huge transformer. This is like a 0-watt bulb and a 1,000-watt bulb or 5,000-watt bulb. Electricity is same or different? The same. But very difficult to imagine that that same electricity passes through. Now, the instrument that is used for a 0-watt bulb and the instrument that is used for a 1,000-watt bulb, how different it is? Can it be the same? Can it be? If it was the same, what would happen? It will not take, it will just not take that, this. But the electricity is the same in both of them. You get it? Similarly, this instrument that we have, Manushya, by the way, you know, we in our arrogance think that we have the best and the highest, isn't it? More sophisticated and advanced instrument than ours, there are so many other beings. You know, it's a very humbling experience. Is it true or not? We are so used to thinking man is man, man, man. Kuch nahi. If we even had that little bit of this, you look into the sky and see the innumerable cosmoses that are there in the sky. And to even no logical thinking person can ever say that life can only be on this planet. It is not logical to think like that. Why? Millions and millions of cosmoses, and every star is a sun, and then they have so many planets, and then to say that there will be no life anywhere except on this earth is a logical fallacy. Do you agree with me? Not possible at all. Okay. And to think that in all those planets there will be all beings, only even just taking science, I'm not even going to any scriptures, and taking science only to say that all beings will be less advanced than us is again not at all logical. Agreed? Then we will see logically. And our scriptures say that there are beings who are much more. And even if you see this whole creation also, you see, you find this unicellular, this, that one little dot of nothing, an amoeba or something like that. And then you see some other. And when you think of our human brain and all that thing, my God, look at that difference in the thinking. Supposing there's an ant. I don't think an ant lives for how long? Few hours, few days? I don't know. Can't be more than few days. So few days it lives. Okay, few days. Now that ant is going to think that we live forever and ever. Right or wrong? That generations of ants are seeing that same human being. Generations mean what? How many generations? You think of that ant, and let's say the ant can pass on the knowledge, parampara. Then what is that ant going to think about this human being? Brahmaji, you understand? Yo, what type of a being? Advanced, so this, that. They can't even comprehend our intellect. That ant's brain, if it has one, probably does. Now think of its experience as far as we are concerned. Now, when we in all are going, we say, if we have to think of Brahmaji's brain, one who created, can we even think about it? The lifespan of that Brahmaji? Our scriptures give this lifespan of Brahmaji also. They say he lives for so many years, thousands of years and this. And his brain, his intellect, his very advanced instruments, it can't be the same instrument as ours. Yes or no? It cannot logically be the same instrument. If he's got to create what he created, we created what we created, then his instruments have to be what? Much more sophisticated and greater. Okay. Now you think of all these beings. So you have a prajnanam, you have a chaitanya, you have a consciousness within you because of which you know. And okay, logic is very simple. The knower is different from the known. Is that okay? Is that easy to understand logic? Why? I know the watch, so I am not the watch. Very simple. Knower is different from. Even if this is not very easily understood, then I know a donkey. I am different from donkey. That's very well accepted. Other thing you may not accept so easily, but that is very easy to. I am not. So knower is different from known. So the fact that I know through my senses and all that I am different. There is an I different from all that is known, including the mind. The mind is also a known entity. So there is an I different from the mind, different from the I is different from this entire world which I know. So there is an I in me, right? There is a consciousness. And knowing must have that ability to know the knowledge principle, then only I can know. And the knowledge principle cannot be known. Okay, let me put it this way. Again, this is what I have, so I'll keep showing you that, okay? You get tired, you put something else. So, what is this? How is it? Does it look good? No, you have to say, what else will you say? Yes, it looks good. Now, imagine it's a beautiful watch, okay? What's wrong in imagining? How is this watch? Oh, beautiful watch. Wonderful. Now, how is this book? Beautiful book. How is this flower? Beautiful flower, okay? Does the flower have beauty? Yes. Does it have beauty? Yes, it has beauty. Does this watch have beauty? Yes, this watch has beauty. Does the lamp have beauty? Yes, the lamp has beauty. Let's say. Now, give me beauty, you take the lamp. You only said it has beauty. Yes, it has beauty, na? Then you give me the beauty, you take the lamp. Can you do that? All beautiful objects have beauty, but beauty is not a thing. Is it okay to understand? All beautiful things have beauty, but beauty is not a thing. Is it okay to understand? So therefore, all sentient beings have the principle of sentiency, but sentiency is not a thing. Okay. If there is existing object, then it has existence. Is it okay? But existence is not a thing. All conscious beings have consciousness, but consciousness is not a thing. You understood all this? Yes. So now there is something called consciousness, which is not a thing in me. Okay? Why? Because I am conscious. I know this knowing principle is there in me. Right? So there is a knowing principle in me. Okay? All of you have that knowing principle? If you say no, then also it shows that it is there. You understand? But if you don't react, then I don't know. You understand? So do you have a knowing principle in you? Yes. Each one of you has a knowing principle? Yes. Now, is it the same or different? Now, don't just say, yes, it is same. How do you know it is the same? How do you know my knowing principle? See, I, as far as I'm concerned, I never accept heard knowledge as a logic for anything. You have to, when I'm asking questions, no heard knowledge should come in the picture. Is that acceptable? Yes? Because we always know, whenever we give this, no, answers, we always, some heard knowledge we will skip. And what happens because of that, our understanding doesn't deepen. Okay, so no heard knowledge allowed. How do I know that the consciousness in me is the consciousness in you? In level of understanding is different. Consciousness level of understanding is different where? In the mind. Right? So the mind. So mind is different. That is acceptable. The mind of everyone is different. That is an acceptable fact. But consciousness is not a thing, I already told you. So it's not the mind. Khatam. Now, I have consciousness in me. That I am sure. Why? Because I'm a conscious being. I'm alive. I know. This knowing itself is there. So the sentiency is there. The consciousness principle is there. I've got that much. You also have. You also have. All of us have. That is for sure. All of us have this consciousness, which is not a thing in us. Is that okay? All of us have that. Now, my question is that only. How do I know that the consciousness in me is the consciousness in you? How do I know? I don't, right? I'll never know. So why is all this prajnanam brahma and all that? Forget it. I have a consciousness good enough. You have a consciousness good enough. Now, how do I know that the consciousness in you? Now, I have my own little consciousness. You have your own little consciousness. So different consciousness. How many consciousnesses in the world? N number of consciousnesses. As many number of beings, that many number of consciousnesses. Khatam. Now, what is this prajnanam? Mahavakya? Finish. Over. No Mahavakya. There is no Mahavakya then. Okay. Now we have to prove, we have to show, we have to understand and we have to accept that what? And realize what? The consciousness in you is the consciousness in me. How do I understand that? Baat samajh mein aayi? So no herd knowledge is allowed. Try. No. That is the example. That's an example.
Can we say consciousness is same, comprehension is different?
That, but how? That is there. That will happen. Now here we are not sitting for realization. We are sitting for understanding. First we have to logically understand. Then we have to accept. Then we have to realize. Remember I told you. So first that first step one. Now we have to take care of first. We have to logically come to the conclusion that there is what? One consciousness. Now I am convinced. Are you all convinced that there is a consciousness in me because of which I know? No, it is different from me. Known. So I know. So there is that consciousness which is different from the body, the mind, and the senses. That much I know. Now the question is: I have this consciousness. You have this. You. I know all beings have the consciousness. We have also understood that everyone's instruments are different of knowing. You know, some are very rudimentary and some are very sophisticated. So the body and the mind and the senses are different in all of us. Agreed? So the instruments are different in all of us. But that the consciousness is one. That how to prove? That is all heard knowledge. Heard knowledge not accepted. At that point of time, you come to what exactly is consciousness. What is consciousness? Then we will be able to know whether it is one or not. See, consciousness, what is the opposite of consciousness? Unconscious. Nahi, wohi gadbad hota hai. No, unconscious, conscious is very different. Nahi, conscious. That's why this word is gadbad. What is the opposite of chaitanya? That is why. This is conscious, unconscious problem hi hota hai. Ye shabda ka hi problem hai. What is the opposite of chaitanya? That is a chaitanya. Let's now talk of the word conscious because it's got connotations in the English language which is not applicable to Vedanta at all. So we are going to use the word what? Chaitanya. Okay, what is the opposite of chaitanya? Jada. Chaitanya means what? That which knows itself and knows everything else without any aid, that is called chaitanya. Jada means what? That which cannot know itself and cannot know anything else. Jada is vikari. Then chaitanya is what? Avikari. Jada changes. It is aware of itself. You know, that is, I mean, jada ni. Consciousness, chaitanya is aware of itself. It knows itself. It doesn't need anything else to know itself, etc. And Jada is Paraprakasha. Something else has to know it, right? So the mic, something else has to know it, right? The eyes, something else has to know it. Then the mind itself, I have to know my mind, right? So this is all Jada. Mind is also Jada. This is also Jada. Now, eyes are Jada, mind is Jada, the world is Jada. Is it okay? And there is a Chaitanya. All of you have all got. Now we have to prove what this Chaitanya that I have and the Chaitanya that you have is the same. Got it? Now, how to prove that? How to prove that? Go through the definition of Chaitanya. Now, supposing you say that the Chaitanya in you and the Chaitanya in me are two. Okay, let's put it this way. There's Chaitanya 1, Chaitanya 2. Then if there is 2, then there can be n number. So let's just prove that there is this. So this is Chaitanya 1, this is Chaitanya 2, right? What is the opposite of Chaitanya? So what will Chaitanya 2 become? You understand, other than Chaitanya, everything is what? Jada. Is it okay? So now you have Chaitanya 1 in me, Chaitanya 2 in her. Okay. Now, if there is opposite of Chaitanya is what?
Jada.
Anything other than Chaitanya is what?
Jada.
So what will happen? What will happen? Chaitanya 2 will become what?
Jada.
You get it? But that is logically impossible. So therefore, what will we have to say? This Chaitanya are one. Is that okay? Now, I can't say her Chaitanya is Jada. My Chaitanya is Chaitanya. And you can't say your my Chaitanya is this. Now, see. There is Chaitanya here and there is Chaitanya here. That much we are confident. Is there any Chaitanya in between? We have to prove that this Chaitanya is what? Brahma. Brahma means infinite. Now there is Chaitanya in her. I understand. She also says I am Chaitanya. I also have Chaitanya. Now we say this Chaitanya is one and this Chaitanya is one. Both of us, Chaitanya is one. So from everyone, Brahmaji onwards, all our Chaitanya is one. Now there is Chaitanya here, there is Chaitanya here. But still it's a finite Chaitanya because it's only there in here. So now if there is one Chaitanya here, one Chaitanya, and the same Chaitanya, okay, fine. I accepted the Chaitanya here and Chaitanya is the same Chaitanya. In between the two Chaitanyas, where is Chaitanya? Is there Chaitanya? If there is no Chaitanya, then that Chaitanya is limited and it cannot be Brahma, the infinite. So now what to do? In between, is there Chaitanya? How do you know? Right.
So in between consciousness, there's no lack of consciousness.
Very good, very good. Yeah, absolutely right logic. And her logic is also very right. What is that? Now, supposing there's an instrument that you bring in between, which can express Chaitanya as life, then you will say there is Chaitanya here also. You come and sit in between. What will happen? You will say Chaitanya. You get the point. So electricity is here. Of course it is there. Electricity is here. Of course it is there. Now, in between, is there electricity? And I put an instrument, connect it here. Put one instrument here, what will happen? There will be electricity. Because there is no instrument that manifests, we are saying it is not there. But it is not there. Its manifestation is not there, but it is there. Have you understood that? So Chaitanya is manifesting here as life. 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 Have you understood that? But there is in between Chaitanya also. Got it? So there is only one Chaitanya, no two Chaitanyas. And Chaitanya, that Chaitanya is infinite. So what does that mean? That Chaitanya, mai api, that important word, that last word was the most important word. It's in me also. So that infinite Chaitanya is me also. Meaning, I am that infinite Chaitanya, Prajnanam Brahma. Now, as I told you, understanding intellectually you have done. Now the second is accepting. That is difficult. Understanding is difficult, but that because we have got enough buddhi, we have understood. Hai ki nahi? Ab acceptance. Now, if I say all of you very intelligent people, what do you feel? Bolo, bolo, what do you feel? I'm telling all of you really. Achha lagta hai ki nahi lagta hai? Achha lagta hai na? I tell you, all of you, such intelligent people, you know. See how you got it. There you are.
No.
Yeah. Yes, that you can say. Now the question here now I'm saying is all of you are very intelligent people. Yes. How do you feel? Good. Right? Immediately you feel good. Immediately. That itself. Ah, such intelligent people. You got this point I was trying to tell you. Just like that you got it. Immediately you feel good. And I told you that you are Chaitanya, infinite Chaitanya. Nothing happened to any one of you. Are you understanding what I'm saying? You see this? This is called accepting it. This acceptance just doesn't happen. Intellectually we say, yes, yes, I am infinite Chaitanya, yeah. But you actually have not accepted it. Got my point or not? Intellectually, all of us said, yes, 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 I got it, yeah. You know that. And I said, that the important thing was what? Mayapi, I am that infinite consciousness, which is there in everyone. So that part, the understanding intellectually we all did, the accepting we did not do. Understood. I told you this in the beginning. First is understanding, second is accepting, third is realizing. We just don't accept it. Intellectually, we understand it. And this is what we have been hearing for God alone knows how long. Where is the problem then? Is the acceptance. You get it? Ki main Brahma hoon. Ye anubhuti ko accept karo pehle. Fir anubhuti hogi. I always say for a wild moment, just accept. For your imagination, sake of imagination, accept. I go on to that extent and say, just for the heck of it, accept. Don't you think it's a great thing just a khali time pass ke liye? Just for a kick or a thrill, accept. What? That I am infinite. We have accepted so many other things. And imagine so many others. We have accepted ourselves as tragic queen and all in our daydreams and all that. Or tragic something. Or a comedy. Or the president of USA. That is not a good thing to be. Anyway, you know, like some imagination. I'm a superstar. Aise imagine kiya hai ki nahi kiya hai. Kuch na kuch imagine kiya hoga. Bachpan se abhi tak. Right? So, abhi imagine karo kya? That what? I am? Don't you think that's a great thing? Bolo. No fun. You, that's the best thing in the world. No fight. No fight with anyone, nothing. Just for. You want to do that type of imagination? Close your eyes. For the heck of it, imagine that I am infinite consciousness. I am the Chaitanya, which has no limit. I am not a thing. I am not a body. I am not a mind. I am not a senses. I am that knowing principle, because of which everything is known. Wherever any experience is there in the whole universe, doesn't matter where it is, I am there. Behind every experience of every being. Wherever there is life, it is me that manifests as that life. I alone am the self of everyone. All beings are in me. I spread to the farthest realms of space and time, because I alone know all. There is no two me's, it's just me and me alone. I am here, there, and everywhere. Within everything, outside everything, everything is in me. All particular knowledges exist in me. All bodies exist in me, all minds exist in me, all thoughts exist in me. I know myself. And I know everything, all at once. In me there is no separation of knowledge. All waves of knowledge, bubbles of knowledge arise in me and exist in me. anything that I perceive as a body, as a mind, as a thought, is not just me, it's my expression, and I exist in every expression. शान्तिः हरिः ॐ श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ